Strike action looms for Noosa garbage truck drivers today, with Transport Workers Union members at Cleanaway Noosa set to walk off the job for a second time in the past month. The members have been calling for a 7% pay increase, arguing their wages have failed to keep up with inflation over the past 3 years. Today's strike action could see around 8,000 bins left uncollected in Sunshine Beach, Perigian Beach, Noosa Springs and in the Hastings Street Commercial Precinct. Cleanaway says any uncollected rubbish should be left out for collection in the coming days while it continues to negotiate in good faith. Well, there's now an increased risk of potentially deadly diseases here due to flooding. The QIMR Berghofer are particularly concerned about mosquito-borne Japanese encephalitis virus and Ross River virus. Coast locals are encouraged to wear repellents and clear any stagnant water. Three people were assaulted inside a Nambour property in the early hours of this morning. It happened at an address on Bade Street just after 2 a.m. One man suffered multiple blows to the head, a second man sustained a laceration to his leg and ear, and a third person has minor injuries. The two offenders then fled the scene. Police have launched an investigation, calling on anyone with information to come forward. The state government has now completed a review of the Sunshine Coast Council's proposed new planning scheme. Once finalised and approved, the new planning scheme will regulate how the region's land, buildings, structures and the environment is used and developed over the next 20 years as our population rapidly expands. The state government has attached a number of conditions to the draft plan, which will now be reviewed before the scheme goes out to the second stage of public consultation, before it's submitted back to the state planning minister and then finally adopted. And a blockbuster day of rugby league at Sunshine Coast Stadium tomorrow, ahead of the Falcons Queensland Cup season opener against the PNG Hunters after our boys had a bye in round one. The game will be supported by four curtain raisers, with the junior boys and girls sides all playing before the main event. And the Noosa Festival of Surfing gets underway today, the week-long event at Main Beach featuring the Junior Teams and Family Challenge along with the Old Mal Logger Pro.